Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. Before today's episode, I have a small ask. John, you don't front load and ask. It's such a turnoff. Okay, first I just want to say then, I really thank you for listening to my podcast. It has given me a sense of purpose, which has been the greatest gift this world has given me since my rebirth. So thank you for that, sincerely. Here's my ask. So Apple did an update and it has affected the subscribership significantly. So my ask is, if you have time, please resubscribe to the Anger Therapist podcast because you might have been unsubscribed. And also, if you have a minute, if you can rate and review, that would mean the world. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy today's episode. How to know what are red and green flags when dating, episode 2. And on today's episode, we're going to do a deep dive on communication. Under the umbrella of communication, what are red flags and what are green flags when it comes to communicating effectively to build a healthy relationship? So I'm going to try to challenge you to think of communication as not just words, obviously, expressing our state and how we feel and what we want, right? All of that is very important. But also, communication as far as energy, communication as far as touch and body language and eye contact. So when people think of communication, they usually just think about, oh, is a person telling me how they feel about me or the relationship? Are they checking in? Are they expressing themselves? And obviously, those are important things, and those are green flags if that's happening. Those are red flags if they are not. But also, I want you to look at communication as things that are unsaid, you know? Because, I mean, if you take a moment of two people on the couch, and, you know, say you're, say they're watching Netflix or whatever, and in that moment, he puts his hand on her knee or on her shoulder, makes eye contact with her, smiles, gives her a kiss on the cheek, and then they continue to watch TV. That moment is communication. That moment is him saying, I'm here, him saying, I love you, him saying, I enjoy you, right? That is communication. And I think that communication is just important as the sit down. What I mean by the sit down is actually sitting down and having a conversation. Words coming out of your mouth about the relationship or how you feel. Of course, that communication is important, but I'm stating the other communication because I think that it falls in between the cracks. And so when you're dating, what you want to look for is not just the verbal check-ins, but you want to look for the nonverbal communication signs, right? And I think these are huge green flags if you notice them. One way to notice them is ask yourself how you feel, you know, if... Because a lot of times you will minimize or dismiss you feeling unsafe or insecure, and you'll blame it on yourself because you're trying to be present. You don't want to put a label on this. You don't need answers. You're trying to be the person that doesn't need to have the talk, you know, 3 months into dating someone. And I get that. But at the same time, by doing so, you may be ignoring red flags. Or maybe pink flags. I don't know if they're red flags, but they're definitely things to look at. And so when you're dating someone, how does the person make you feel as far as are they checking in with you, not just via text and words, but are they checking in with you when you're with them? Are they connecting? Are they saying things without words, but through body language, through energy, and through eye contact? Because if you're dating someone and every time you're with them, they are constantly distracted by their phone, or let's say they're playing video games or watching TV, like you're sitting next to them, but you don't feel like you're there, to me, that's a red flag, because to me, they're not communicating with you, you know? Now, they don't have to be constantly, every minute and a half, looking at you and giving you assurance and validation. That's not what I'm talking about. But just in general, like the ebb and flow of hanging out with someone, there should be this flow of communication. That there should be, you know, when you're driving with someone, one of the things that Vanessa does is she'll randomly put her hand on the back of my neck and massage my neck, you know? That, to me, I didn't ask for it. She's not, like, scratching an itch. It's a gesture, and it's communication. And so what I hear her saying is, I see you, I care about you. And this is how I'm expressing myself, right? On the flip side, it could also be her ignoring me and checking out because she's angry or has resentment or maybe looking out the window. You know, there's that body language of turning the other way. That is also communication, and that isn't necessarily a red flag. I wouldn't judge it because it's good or bad. What I would judge is if there's an effort to communicate, you know. Now, of course, if that's the body language, it leads to a conversation. It can't just be the turning away constantly, right? Because now people are stonewalling and avoiding communication. So that kind of body language can be communication, as long as it's followed up with, "Hey, there's something bothering me. Hey, I need to tell you about something," right? The other thing to look for when you're dating, as far as communication, is in all the areas. So what I mean by that is, it should be consistent and fluid in all areas of dating. So, you know, for example, in the bedroom, are they communicating? Are they asking you how you would like to be touched? Are you communicating? Are you saying, "Hey, this is what I like, this is what I don't like"? Most clients I've worked with, that's a struggle for them, especially if you're female. In this world, just society and constructs and locker rooms and pornography and all that have programmed us, and women in general, this is a generalization, but this is from my experience in coaching a lot of women, they are quiet in the bedroom. They're not used to saying, "Hey, this is what I want you to do. This is how I want to be touched. This is what turns me on." Because in their younger years, most likely they were busy just trying to satisfy their partner. And so that communication should be equal and hit back and forth like, you know, ping pong. And then what about communication in the, like, if you're living together, in the domestic sharing of chores? Are you speaking up about, or at least having conversations that create a plan for two people to be on the same page with what needs to be done, who's responsible for what? These aren't obvious. We could also unconsciously default to gender stereotypes, right? So to actually speak up and talk about that communication, those are green flags. But also, it's on you as well. So you're not just waiting for your partner or who you're dating to talk about it. You are bringing it up. You are making an effort to talk about it. You're also not barking orders. It's a collaborative process. What about activities? Are you the type of person who, when they're like, "What do you want to do?" Or like, "What restaurant do you want to go to?" And you're like, "I don't know, whatever you want." Is that your pattern? Well, then you should try to make an effort to have an opinion. And if your partner is someone where, you know, or the person you're dating, that you are at a restaurant and you're trying to order and the person's like, "Oh, just order for me," that kind of thing. I mean, once or twice is okay. But if it's a constant, "I don't know and can't make decisions," that's a direct reflection, I think, of character, of their relationship with self and those could possibly be red flags as well. It's not going to make you feel safe. And also, if you're constantly not giving your own opinion, but just kind of going with the flow because you don't want to rock the boat, it doesn't make the other person feel safe. So think about communication in all areas, the bedroom, activities, domestic chores. If there's children in the picture, what's that like? I mean, that's a huge part of your life and it should be very important to you. So what's, you know, at what point do you introduce your child and what's the responsibilities and how do people feel about this, right? So all of that is important communication. Okay, red flags to look for when it comes to foreshadowing. When you're dating someone that this may not be a good choice based on lacking communication. So I discussed the not obvious, which is nonverbal communication. So let's say that is lacking. There's a beat where you don't just write the person off, but you actually then express, hey, here's what I would like more. And also through action. So not telling someone what to do, but leading by example. And then I think what's healthy is encouraging the person and noting when they're doing things that you like, not just saying what you don't like or what they're lacking, but really reinforcing the positive, I think is really helpful. So nonverbal communication when you're dating, what is that like? How does that make you feel? What is on you to ask for, you know? And you don't make it an ultimatum, but you're asking for it because you prefer it, you like it, it makes you feel good, safe, sexy, whatever. And then red flags of communication that is lacking would be not expressing how one feels their state. So you're not verbally vomiting on your partner every day, but you guys should touch base once in a while. Like, how are you? What's going on in your life? How do you feel? What are you thinking about? What are you scared of? What are you excited about, right? And then also the check-in with each other. Do you like where we're going? Do you like what we're building? What do you not like? What do you want to work on? And again, we're staying away from blaming because this would be another red flag in communication style if people are blaming and pointing fingers and not taking ownership. This is a huge piece. So if the person you're dating doesn't take ownership ever, if that's a pattern, that's a pretty bright red flag because chances are as you build this relationship, she's not gonna suddenly wake up one day and decide to change the way they are and suddenly take ownership, right? This is a pattern. This is foreshadowing. So it's something that needs to be addressed, you know? Now, on the flip side, if the person is always taking ownership, is validating how you feel, even if he or she doesn't agree, but, you know, hey, I hear you, I see you, I understand how you feel. But on top of that, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do to own my own peace? That's a huge green flag, obviously. So when you're dating, ownership, not taking ownership, the pattern of that, not just once, red flag, taking ownership, green flag. And I really think that taking ownership is one of the biggest things when it comes to building a relationship. I mean, it's one of the legs. It's like foundational. I don't know if you can build anything with anyone, any type of relationship. It could be a friendship, intimate, romantic, doesn't matter, family members. If people aren't owning, you know, if they are constantly defending, deflecting, and not looking inward, you're building on sand. So that can be a red flag. And then as you get to know the person more and explore, there's this dance that happens, you know, because the person you're dating, you've never dated before. I mean, unless it's like a round two, that dynamic is fresh and new and different. And so you're only 50% of that. And so it's almost like color dye in water. There's a mixture. There's a chemistry when you are loving someone. And so the way that you communicated with your ex, good or bad, healthy or unhealthy, you learn from that, but it's going to be very different than this person. So it's not going to be like a cut and paste, right? It's going to be a learning to dance with this person. And I think that's another piece that people don't think about, is there's like an art to communication with the person that you choose to love. And there's an ebb and flow, and there's a dance. And there's going to be times that you're frustrated, and there's going to be times that your partner's frustrated. Then you talk about those things, right? So it's feeling safe and heard and seen, which is obvious. Those are all green flags. And then it's you doing the same for your partner as much as you can. And then it's both people taking ownership for what they feel that they need, what is lacking, where they, you know, fall short, the things that they need to work on. I would put that under the umbrella of communication, because if you're not taking ownership, you're just talking to yourself. If your partner isn't taking ownership, or you're not taking ownership, then we're just talking to each other, right? Because communication isn't just about information and data and check-ins. It's also about, what do we do with this information? How do we execute changes? How do we grow from this? So if we don't do that part, which is 50% of growth, we just have a lot of ideas, you know, and a lot of ideas are not going to build a healthy relationship. So ownership, execution, green flags will also be someone who just doesn't talk the talk, but puts action behind whatever they're doing, you know, says they're going to do something and executes. That's or at least tries to, makes that intention. And then while doing so, they check in with you. That's a green flag. Another red flag is inconsistency when it comes to communication. Stonewalling, meaning just kind of suppressing, not showing themselves in an authentic way, right? Those are kind of obvious. The check-in, the touching base, whether it's verbal or nonverbal, should be pretty consistent. Now, of course, you know, if they're traveling, if life things happen and they're not able to check in, whether it's FaceTime, text, or whatever, there's room for that, and you have to be understanding of that. But at the same time, in a general ebb and flow of checking in, both verbal and nonverbal, those are green flags, and that's how trust is built on both sides. Ask yourself, because I want to bring it back to you, what is your communication? Do you over-communicate? I got to pull back, because I tend to verbally vomit instead of self-soothing, right? So that's my work. How do you communicate? What do you need to improve? Also, as far as the areas of life, whether we're talking about the bedroom or, you know, activities, dinner, work, whatever, in what areas of your life do you need to improve your communication? Why is it difficult for you to communicate in those areas? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to you for you to communicate better? Why is that important to you? Because if it's not, you're not going to change. Why is that important to you? And it shouldn't be just because of the person you're dating or the relationship. It should be about your life and you. So the communication doesn't just improve with a person you love, but it improves in all areas of your life, with your family, with your friendships, at work in general. What's the ideal way that you want to communicate and show up in the world? What are the barriers that's preventing you from doing that? Another thing you can do is explore why you communicate the way that you communicate. A lot of our responsibility in relationships is to explore our wiring and why we are the way we are. It's our responsibility to do that. It's not our partner's to figure that out, right? And once we do explore that, whether it's with a therapist or friends or however you do it, you're going to have revelations. You're going to connect a lot of dots, have insights. And this better understanding with self is how you change and grow. And then you take that and you share that with your partner. And that's how you guys do life together.